afternoon. This is Christy and Katrina at the DK805 podcast. Today, this afternoon, we'll be talking about authenticity and how we are authentic to our grieving and what that entails and how we try to honor our loved ones who have, I always say graduated, and what Katrina, what are you going to do tomorrow to honor your mother? Your mother, your mom, what do you call
her?
Your mom?
My mama.
Mother sounds so formal.
Yeah, we're going to take a drive up to nature. We're going to go up to Idlewild. We found a really, really peaceful place that it found us. Like, these things have come along the way for us, and we found just to go with the flow in that. My mom was such a go with the flow mama. And I was raised up in a really peaceful town, Ojai.
It's Ojai beautiful. So I love Ojai.
Right. And so, she loved it up there for that. She raised my brother and I up there. And so we're going to go away where we have found a place that feels very just like that, just where you just turn the world off. And so that's what we're going to do. And we do bring ashes, and that's a part of, we have before, through the last 3 years, we've been able to do some really beautiful ashes. Within the first year with Dylan, we were able to take him to Hawaii. And there was some like kids jumping off of this amazing waterfall that my best friend who lived there on the island of Kauai took us. Like, we hiked for like 2 hours to this amazing. And then we were like, I was like, where is it? And then you hear all the kids and like that they're having a great time. And that was hard. And the tears came, and, you know, you just were there for a completely different experience. But at the same time, there's so much joy in that. And it just felt like the right place. There was other places we could have, but we sat for a long time and watched these young people in their 20s just having a great time. And Dylan would have loved it. And Dylan was with us, and he did love it. And I chose to dive off where these kids were diving off, and it was high, and I just sort of got outside of myself. Yeah. And I just was like, it was high, and jumped into off this huge rock into the water where these kids were.
Were you scared?
I wasn't. I just felt like I just wanted to do it with them, with these kids, and be in the water with them. And I say kids, but they were in their like 20s and kids, you know, and just feeling their energy all around me. And when I came back up out of that, I found like a quiet place. And then I did do the ashes there and filled up the little container that I had with the water that was, you know, running from this waterfall, and sealed it up. And then, you know, I have these things, and they're just beautiful memories. I've done several, it's a special place that comes to me, and I'm just really grateful for those memories. It's hard.
It is. Mm-hmm. But when you tell me every time you take his ashes and you place him in small places, I know that he's there. Yeah. And he's in the places that he would love to be.
And he is everywhere. So that's the thing.
He is everywhere.
Yeah.
I know for Devin, what I did, it was his first birthday. I had his celebration of life because I couldn't plan.
Right.
I could not plan a service. So his celebration of life, I actually waited, and was on his first birthday. The second one, I went to his favorite place to eat, and I played pinball. And it was so fun. It was actually so fun.
Yeah.
I got the second highest score, the second highest third score.
Yeah.
And it was just fun playing the pinball, and it was as painful as it was.
Yeah.
Because you go in with a heavy heart, but you leave with a lighter heart.
Yeah.
Because the pain, you can't escape those days. You can't escape those moments.
Mm-hmm.
I was determined on Devin's first passing for the first time. I always say graduated. I don't know if I'll ever change that.
I love that you use that. And I know why you do, use that term. And that it makes so much sense, like you had shared. I do want to explain that, you know, when Devin, when Devin did graduate, it was graduation time, you said, and
it was
all around you in your neighborhood was young
full
people graduating. And
but I know I was anxious with the date approaching. I was just anxious. So we talk about those signs that we get. So I was in a hotel room, and I had the dream. I had a dream. The windows were open, so I could hear the ocean in the background. I actually was in Tampa, and I remember this so clear, that I could hear the ocean. And in my dream, it was him playing the guitar. And I remember standing. Was beautiful. I remember him playing the
vision
guitar.
Dream.
A vision dream. And I stood back and I looked. It seemed so real, but I stood back and I looked at him. And he looked up and he smiled. And he played the guitar and he was singing a song that he wrote. It's called Coming Home.
Yeah.
And so I got,
and that's on the podcast.
I got this little tattoo. So it's DK, Coming Home.
Yeah.
Because I know that he's home.
Yeah.
He's home. And so we have to look for those signs. And
that whole song is so beautiful. There's so much profound wording in it, that coming home and that trying that the boys express both, in Dylan's writing. I've loved that we've been able to share that too, just that they had this ability to share their pain through different ways. Like Dylan wrote things that I now have that I can know, and you have his wording of his songs that just would help anybody understand the struggle and that feeling, and then just knowing that the comforting coming around of I'm coming home.
And you know what?
Yeah.
We'll be coming home someday
as well. That is right. There's that. No one gets away from that. But so
right. And I love the Ozzy Osbourne song.
Yeah.
Coming home, mama.
I know. So I know. And you know, I love that. I love Youngblood now.
I know.
Hello, Heaven, Hello is just a fantastic song. Hello, Heaven, Hello. And it's it just really is a beautiful, epic young man's lyrics of, just how, at the age, just persevering and kind of just coming around and then finding yourself and getting up and over. It's just a tough age. Add in, struggles like addiction, mental health, and different without being, solid in your treatment, solid in your work, solid in your actions, and again with why we are with this, our gathering, our meeting, this podcast, the fentanyl awareness, because that one more chance, that ability to get to that next space, that next stage, the fentanyl and the drugs that are coming so rapidly, the poison that is coming, are just taking our young people away. They're stealing them.
I feel like it's an assault on our younger generation.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I know that helps me, so for anybody watching this podcast, if you know a family member, if you know anybody who's lost a child in any form, the greatest gift you can give to that family is write them a note. Tell them your favorite memory.
Yeah.
And I love it when other people still write notes to me, their memories,
important.
Because the memories I have, one, they're kind of cloudy right now. I just recently had a memory pop up in my head, and it's beautiful when those random memories come up.
Right.
But
right.
Devin used to love Mr. Goodburger, and somebody on the airplane was acting that way, and I just laughed. Where before, maybe a year ago, it would have been a heart pain.
Mm-hmm.
But now I just looked at that and I'm like, oh my gosh, you just gave me a memory I forgot.
Those are those glimmers.
Those are those glimmers instead of triggers.
Instead of triggers, because the glimmers are what keep you going. It's the signs and it's the things that, like I say, like when we've been to Idyllwild, we're going back because it does feel like the perfect thing to do. But there's, so many signs. For me, it was with my mom, there's, the hummingbird. And then I just, we go up there and there's my hummingbird, the Isla. So there's the signs that you're in the right direction. You're heading in the right healing space, but allowing it to be where when it is not like you said, the first heart pains of hearing those things that are their things that you share and that they actually come as a joy then for you to remind you that they're still with you. You can hear them and you can, like Dylan, what was the, it was Good Burgers? It was, right? And so with Dylan, it was
Nickelodeon. Yeah.
It's Cheese Nips. And he loved Buzz Lightyear. So his favorite thing, for anyone that doesn't already know, Dylan's, my sign with him is infinity. Always has been since he was a little boy, because Buzz Lightyear was to infinity and beyond. And it has stuck with this whole journey, this whole, as we all are connected, this synchronicity, this in, that we're all infinite. And Dylan, would he would write this in the air. He was so tied to knowing that, that not only did he had a, one of his, I just have to share this with your tattoo that you shared, because the connection there, that when you first showed me that and we had met on the kind of, well, we met on the internet and then we connected and we just knew our connection. And you showed me that, I saw DK immediately. And I was like, oh my gosh, because, and then I sent you a picture right after that, the story I just shared with going to Hawaii to do the ashes. We had walked for a mile on the beach and up around this old tree that was like embedded way down in the sand. I was just, you know, crying and kind of just praying and talking to Dylan, to the water and to the sky. And we had already done the ashes. And around the tree, I'm just, you know, really, really heavy in thought. And I'm like around this huge tree popping out of, that was buried deep in the sand, and etched in a, with a big heart, like this big, was the larger than life, like etched in with like a stick burnt with like coal, a D and a K.
I know.
And I'm like,
that.
Of all of the letters it could have been in the alphabet, those are it, like it, I felt like I was flying. Like I was just like, do you see this? I'm talking to my husband. Do you, I mean, it was just like, what? So when you went like that in the picture that you sent me, I was just like, I just went, there's no, that was so beautiful. And it's like, you just know
you
that they're
just
sending you, like, you're not alone. And like, I want you to know that we're together. We're okay. You know, like, I want you to be
well,
okay.
Well, and the crazy part about that story as well is I always saw the DK, mm-hmm. and I saw Devin, mm-hmm. and his last name.
Yeah.
Now when I see DK, yeah. I see Devin and Christy and Dylan.
Devin and his mom, Christy, mm-hmm. and Dylan and his mom, Katrina.
Yeah.
Right? And that's
and
how
so
I
they
saw
placed
it.
Yeah. us. They placed yeah. us together. So yeah. you have to look for those glimmers yeah. because it's painful. As it is losing a child, mm-hmm. they still are wrapping. Oh, I feel the yep. the glimmers
yep.
in my nose.
Yep.
I always want to cry. It always comes in my nose first. But
even just that, as we're talking about the glimmers, instead of the tears that were me talking and feeling my mom, her birthday coming tomorrow, her heavenly birthday, I'm smiling because I'm knowing that those glimmers are what keep us going. And
And those boys gave us a gift.
Yeah.
Those boys gave us to get a gift. They brought us together. And yeah. in bringing us together, we hope to give hope to other moms out there or other families yeah. or other fathers
yeah.
that are struggling as well. Mm-hmm. Because the brain wants to focus on the triggers.
Yeah.
But we can train the brain yeah. to focus on the glimmers, and the glimmers is what keeps those boys alive.
Yeah, yeah. We will be talking about just as we come through to our episodes and as they unfold. We don't plan any of this. Is just us. Our sharing just comes out from what we want to share with you, and as the days come for us. It's coming upon the holidays will be coming. We'll be talking about how I've processed the 3 years of that. It's compounded grief. There's dates. It's the coming of holidays, how we will deal with that with the children that we do want to have the show the hope for. And when that's, it's all a part of it. You don't get, you know, again, we do celebrate differently now. I will just say that it will never be the same.
We're
but it's
not
different.
The same.
We are not the same.
We're
but
not
it
the
is
same.
Different. And there can be so much beauty in that, because how we've chosen to now do our holidays will be in nature, surrounded by the things that can be enduring and give people, you know, give, especially because we have younger, you know, we have my stepdaughters. Let them enjoy nature, like, and feel that, because there's so much peace in nature. And I want them to have a different way of thinking, get it off the social media, just changing how this has helped us emerge into where we can, I wanted to kind of touch on that, how grief shakes you and emerges you into something else and breaks you wide open can be the most, it's a beautiful struggle, but it's, there's beauty in that struggle when you allow it to unfold into something that can be breaking generational trauma, which is, you know,
something we'll talk about. It's a beautiful disaster.
It's a beautiful disaster.
But when we put those pieces back together, the heart still may be broken, but each, I think I said this in the last episode, I don't remember, but each scar tells a story.
Yeah.
So wearing those scars proudly, recovering out loud, having other people know that recovering out loud. Right. One of the things that we never learn in school or anywhere is how do we grieve and honor ourselves? And self-care is so, so important in this journey.
Yeah. And that being, you know, and even just the word death is very scary. And, you know, we don't get the option to not have that be a part of our life. So we're ever.
We're born to die.
Right.
But we're born to live.
But we're also, I think just, you know, again, we're in such a society that I've learned and met some really beautiful people also that, like that talk about death in a different way, because again, we all will go home and our journey here is to live each day with hope in the best way that we can. There are so many tools to do that. So when you're struggling with addiction, you do need to reach out. You do need to not be alone and go through that. Take the hands, listen to someone that's walked it, trust them. You know, there's so much in that, but in grief, you don't have to be alone. And that's what this messaging is about, is for that. So hopefully we can keep talking more about that.
Absolutely. I think that I say absolutely all the time. I need to find a new word.
No, you
I noticed
don't.
That. No, that's
absolutely.
My meaning.
It's a great word. Dylan. So infinity was, you know, just all the words that, you know, yeah. Did Devin have a word?
Gosh, I'm going to have to think on that one.
Yeah.
Did he have a word?
Dylan was one more time. It was one more time when he was little, and it was always one more basketball, one more jump up.
I would say Devin would have said.
It was one more time, and I'm like, you can't do one more time.
Devin's was probably, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I'm like, who the hell was it then?
That's good. It wasn't me. And that's pretty.
I'm pretty sure that was you.
Yeah, pretty sums up a boy anyway, so right? It wasn't me.
I'm pretty sure that was you. But I think they both shared. I think they both shared the same sentiment as, I'm sorry, Mom.
Oh, for sure.
I'm sorry, Mom.
I heard that in one phone. In the phone was one message coming through, which changed my life forever, which was the call, this isn't that call, ma'am. And the other ear I heard, I'm so sorry, Mom, I took it too far.
Yeah. Yeah. Those boys.
Yeah.
They were beautiful, beautiful boys.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt in my mind that
they're forever 28.
They're forever 28. But even in their darkest moments, they love their mamas.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
that's right. That is.
And the hope is with the podcast, too, if we can inspire anybody to lean into, reach out to your children. Yeah. I feel like, and I know you do too.
Yeah, don't be afraid to talk about these things so they can open up and talk about these things and that they don't hold them in, or feel isolated. The ones that are watching us go through this, right.
And they're watching us heal as well.
Yeah.
And so I feel like I have a responsibility to heal in a way that will show my other children to heal.
Yeah.
Because it's painful. I mean, it's painful. I just recently, some of the things that we, in grief, it took me forever to, we want to hold on to the last moments I had, Devin, and I still haven't thrown his trash away. I finally took it out of the car, but that's been over a year and a half to take his
time.
That's
your timing.
And so
don't rush yourself and just be
kind to yourself.
We
have to learn to be kind to ourselves.
Just for today.
I am just for today, just for this second.
Sometimes it's one moment, right?
Oh, sometimes it's just one breath.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, just hold the breath. There's knee-jerk reactions. I have to go, okay, that's pain.
Yeah. That's love moving my body. When I feel like I'm, you know, like a walk can be so, is so, we're so grateful. We've had Blue and Shadow come in. We've had, but for us, I mean, getting out into nature, but with movement, I always feel better because it is, it's just, you know, it clears your mind. I'm reminding myself as I'm saying this because I have been really, really low this last week. It started creeping up and I feel like, that, you know, that'll just be as I process it. It's like, listen to my own advice, but yeah, moving more and sharing, letting it up and out. So it doesn't just feel like it's stuck and like,
and as you go to Idlewild tomorrow, yeah. I'm excited that you can celebrate your mom. Maybe you can buy a piece of carrot cake. It won't be your mom's carrot cake.
We said that. Yeah. It's going to be, it won't be my mom's carrot cake and that's going to be a disappointment, but it definitely will be a piece of carrot cake.
Oh
yeah.
Eat double cream cheese frosting for me.
Oh my God. I'll do that. George will finish the rest, but yeah, it's carrot cake for me. But.
And remember your favorite memories of your mom. Yeah. Get, you know, and just thank her because she gave birth to a beautiful, beautiful family.
Thank you, Christy. I know she did. She is.
It's beautiful.
I just really wish you could have met her because she is. She is.
By looking in your eyes. Aww. You're part of her. It's Dylan's thank part you, of you. Chris.
Thank you so much, Christy. That's the best compliment I could ever receive to be just like my mom.
Yeah.
For sure. Thank you so much for that. And we have a lot to share. We're so grateful again for all of the, I want to just make sure we are getting your messages and we are looking forward. There's a walk that is coming up. We'll be doing, that's going to be at Griffith Park. We are in the LA area. We're in the 805, but down at Griffith Park, we'll be looking at
the Shatterproof Walk.
And, by joining with community, we can be, our voices get louder. The fentanyl, awareness is becoming, they do have commercials now that weren't being seen a few years back, not even at all, when Dylan transitioned home, but they are, I'm a little triggered by them. I'll have to say, they need some work, some tuning on that with how they're messaging that, but at least it's getting talked about.
And it's a horrible, beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But the goal is to, our goal is to hope.
Yeah.
Our hope is that there won't ever be fentanyl because we want this.
It's got to stop.
It's got to stop. There's too much pain involved. But when we reach out, please reach out to us at the DK 805 podcast.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. We want to know your stories. We're getting to the point where we want to invite people to come talk with us.
That's
because
right.
It's not just about Katrina and I. We know other families.
We're doing this for you. Our struggle with our boys and the journey that they had was their life and their time here. The journey for that struggle is over. Our walk now is for, hopefully we can help bring and raise and end this awareness for the fentanyl, but also help end it and help this next generation, encouraging sober activities and the things we've talked about for the younger generation, less social media, if I would say, but seeking it if you're going to, there's really good information on there, but like having it be as an adult, as a parent, there's so many tools you can moderate your social media access to your young ones because it's pretty toxic and we can be in control of what they're seeing.
To a certain degree. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We sure can. And I can't end the podcast without acknowledging self-care since I have a pink ribbon shirt on. We have to do self-care. My sister passed from breast cancer at a young age. She was diagnosed at 31. Mm. So self-care starts today.
Mm-hmm.
It starts every moment.
And I'm
acknowledging that I have the pink ribbon shirt on because as women and as men, we need to take care of ourselves. This podcast is about fentanyl awareness. So it's kind of why I have it on. It's also about grief.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about compounded grief. And again, we're at DK805podcast.com. And such a blessing to have Katrina in my life.
Same, Christy.
Love
you so much.
To infinity.
To infinity and beyond.
Yeah, love you.
It's not my fault.
It's not your fault.
I didn't do it.
You didn't. It wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
Maybe. It was you. Thank you.
Thank you.